August 31st, 2016, St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Praise be to Jesus." You cannot change a dishonest person into an honest person unless he seeks out the truth. Sadly, today most accept whatever is given to them as the truth without searching for the facts. The reality of this complacency is you have dishonest governments, leaders in church and in the world spotlight, and in general many unworthy of your trust. Pray for those who are not honest in their leadership roles. Their souls are in jeopardy. This complacency in accepting dishonest leadership threatens the future of the world. Now, more than ever before, it is possible for Satan to influence whole countries and entire religions into cooperating with his plans. Terrorism is spreading as never before, despite your president's claims that it is weakening. His dishonesty does not alter the truth. In fact, it emboldens the enemy and threatens the security of the whole world. World politics are charging towards a one-world order, which is the format for the reign of the Antichrist. Satan's intelligence and power far outweigh that of man, but mankind has the power of the grace of God when he is living in the truth. Grace is what will prove victorious. Jesus does not hold you to obedience to authority that is dishonest. He does not want you to reinforce lies. Ask the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, to help you to find the reality of the facts before you lend support to anyone or make decisions. A note is given to read Romans chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. For he will render to every man according to his works, to those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury. Scripture verses asked to be read by St. Thomas Aquinas.